Hundreds of people were already in line when the doors to Nology Park opened to the public at 10:30 a.m. Some had been waiting for hours. More than 3 hours later, at about 10 minutes before 2 p.m., Barack Obama took the stage for a 29-minute speech. Obama said that the $700 billion proposed bailout of Wall Street can't be unilaterally imposed by the Bush administration.
This administration started off by asking for a blank check to solve this problem. And to them, I say no. It is unacceptable to expect the American people to hand this administration or any administration a $700 billion check with no conditions and no oversight when a lack of oversight in Washington and on Wall Street got us into this problem in the first place.
Obama criticized his major opponent, Republican Party nominee John McCain, for changing his position, now being in favor of regulation of financial markets when he used to oppose it.
The John McCain you've heard from over the last few days is a lot different from the John McCain who's been in Washington for the last 26 years. He talks about getting tough on Wall Street now, but he's been against the common sense rules and regulations that could have stopped this mess for decades. He says he'll take on the corporate lobbyists, but he's put seven of the biggest lobbyists in Washington in charge of his campaign. If you think those lobbyists are working so hard day and night to elect my opponent just so that they put themselves out of business, well, I've got a bridge to sell you in Alaska.
Obama took shots both at McCain's plans to give tax breaks to the wealthy and at one of McCain's advisors, Carly Fiorina, who received what's being called a golden parachute when she was asked to step down from her CEO position with Hewlett-Packard.
I sure wish she felt the same outrage about CEO pay when his top economic advisor, who he calls a role model, walked away with a $42 million pay package after being fired from Hewlett-Packard. I sure wish he would change his current plan to give the average Fortune 500 CEO a $700,000 tax cut at a time when millions of Americans are struggling to pay the bills.
The tax plan that Obama is proposing, he said, would cut the taxes of 95% of working families.
My opponent doesn't want you to know this, but under my plan, tax rates will actually be less than they were under Ronald Reagan. If you make less than $250,000 a year, if you make less than $250,000 a year, that's you. You will not see your taxes increase one single dime. In fact, I offer three times the tax relief for middle-class families as Senator McCain does. Because in an economy like this one, the last thing we should do is raise taxes on the middle class.
Obama did not address the U.S. military's extra-constitutional incursions into Pakistan or the crackdown on dissent and independent media at the recent political conventions. But he did say that if elected, his administration would improve health care for many Americans.
If you have health care, my plan will lower your premiums. If you don't have health care, you'll be able to buy the same kind of health insurance that members of Congress give themselves. And I will say no once and for all to insurance companies who are discriminating against those who are sick and need care the most, because I know something about this. My mother died of cancer, and she had to argue with insurance companies to try to get them to pay her treatments. Enough of that. No more exclusions for pre-existing conditions. Help people when they need help.
Obama was preceded on stage by Florida's chief financial officer, Alex Sink, and by Dunedin Mayor Bob Hackworth, who is running for Congress against incumbent Bill Young.
President Obama is going to work for us. He's going to put us first. And that's the change we need.
Bill McGilligott is the fire marshal and division chief with the City of Dunedin Fire Department. He said they estimated the size of the crowd to be more than 11,000. At one point, the line to get in the stadium was a mile long and stretched almost to Clearwater, McGilligott said. After the rally, Cindy Granite told WMNF that she drove from Vero Beach on the East Coast to see Obama.
It was fabulous. We drove across state over last night, and waited all day in line, but it was definitely worth it.
Sophia Kinsey from Tampa signed a card pledging that she would vote for Obama.
He said what he had to say. I mean, if you see the economy now, we need a change, and he seems to be wanting to take us in the right direction.
Bridget from Crystal Beach watched Obama's motorcade drive by while she walked back to her car. She is originally from South Africa and recently became a U.S. citizen.
This is my first time. I'm a new citizen, my first time to vote, and I'm very excited for Obama.
You can read the full text of the speech in our news archive, WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, reporting from Dunedin, I'm Sean Canaan.